Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Will They Know? Have you ever felt the need to speak God's truth to someone who is acting in an inappropriate manner? Have you ever felt called to correct another Christian who is speaking out in a godless or at least less than truthful way? What if the one who needs this correction is a friend, co-worker, or family member? How would you respond? When this happens, do you speak up or simply look the other way? 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 states the following, Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Are we willing to be God's workmen and speak the truth? Let's face it, most people prefer to avoid conflict if possible. Therefore, when situations present themselves whereby we feel the need to correct someone who, at least from a spiritual perspective, is out of line, doing so can make us quite uncomfortable. We might hear the call, yet be rather reluctant to act. The list of these types of situations is endless. Here are just a few examples. A coworker is using God's name in vain, and you feel called to ask them to stop. A family member is drinking too much or driving after drinking, and you feel God calling you to bring it to their attention. A family member has stopped going to church on Sunday and says it isn't important, and you feel convicted to speak to them about it. A friend is misusing pain medications, and you think they may have an addiction, and you feel the need to confront them. Your neighbor routinely gossips about others in the neighborhood to their detriment. You feel called to ask them to quit. A friend believes there is nothing wrong with viewing pornography and does so regularly, but you feel God has put it on your heart to tell them why it is wrong. A local newspaper article recently disparaged Christianity, and God has moved you to write the editor. And the list goes on. Before I address what we might do in these situations, let's take a look at why we need to be bold and take action when we find ourselves facing these situations. Again, let's look to 2 Timothy 2, verses 14 to 19. If we fail to confront people when God puts it on our heart to do so, their actions over time can become more and more godless. Their misguided beliefs and positions can spread like gangrene. Physically speaking, gangrene starts small, but eventually leads to necrosis, which becomes smelly as tissue dies. In time, limbs or organs can be lost, and if unchecked, it can lead to death. The same is true spiritually. If we fail to act when God prompts us to do so, things begin to spiral out of control. I have put together a short list that we can use as a guide when we find ourselves being called to take action. My list is based on my reading of Ezekiel 2, verses 2 to 5. Let's take a look at this passage. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart, and they are to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. What can we draw from this reading? What did Ezekiel do? Number one, he listened. Are we listening for the prompts God gives us to act? Do we spend time in silence with God so we can hear him? Number two, he responded. If today you hear God's voice, will you take action or ignore his call? Number three, he knowingly went into hostile territory. Will our preference to avoid confrontation keep us from doing what God asks us to do? Will we choose not to act because we perceive that the people won't want to hear the message? Number four, he spoke the truth. Ezekiel was told to say, "Thus says the Lord." Will we tell the other person God's truth, or will we water it down with our own version of the truth so as to not offend them? Number five, he was bold and trusted God. If God prompts us, will we trust that God will not lead us astray? Number six, he knew that the outcome was not up to him. It is not our responsibility to make the other person comply. Often, our only role is to share the message that God gave us to share. The rest is up to God, not us. God told Ezekiel that the people will know that a prophet has been among them. If we fail to act, will the people who need the message God has put on our heart know that a Christian has been among them? I will leave you with this question. Will they know? Now will you please pray with me? Lord, give me the courage to answer your call to action, even if it makes me uncomfortable in the face of confrontation. Lord God, I place my trust in you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.